longevity.
Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control here and bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Daryl is here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. Not the Free Patriot Press anymore.
Free Press Publications.
You corrected the LRN.FM program guide needed to be updated. It was out of date. Free Press Publications is what it stands for. And Daryl is a bit of a multimedia guy. He's got radio that he does, not just this show, but Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
He keeps busy.
And also a couple podcasts. He's, in addition to that, an editor and a publisher. He's got his own book publishing company and does a monthly newspaper, which was a sellout at the local county fair. We gave away. We didn't sell anything, but we gave away all of the issues that you provided for us to give away. So it was great.
Yeah, close to 300 copies, I believe.
No kidding. Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you can go and get all that stuff for free over at fpp.cc and get more of Daryl there. As we go back into your phone calls here, 855-450-FREE, we've been, for those of you just tuning in, talking about the genetically modified foods. There's a lot of scary stuff about them, or supposedly. Some would say, though, these things are wonderful, that they are helping keep food in starving people's bellies because the genetically modified changes that are made make the food hardier to the elements and to pesticides.
I don't know that that's entirely a true statement either, Ian. That's the claim.
I didn't say it was true. I said some would say.
Those are the propagandizers.
Doing.
And one thing that makes very difficult to see advances in this area is the intellectual property laws as they're instituted today. You don't see the advances maybe in GMO foods that I would want to see. I'm not against scientific advancement in the area of food, but the fact is that the intellectual property laws we have, you know, scientific advancements aren't fostered by this. In fact, protection rackets are.
So let's go to the phones and see what you think. Scott is listening in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live, Scott.
Hey guys, I'm a really big fan. I'm actually thinking about moving to the Free State Project myself. I'm only here in Rhode Island.
A fine choice. I think it would be a smart move. Go ahead.
I think so too. I've always come up against this conundrum of who to believe myself. And when you really need to look at it is who benefits. Who benefits from the information that is good for you, and who benefits from the information that is bad for you? Now, I see a lot of these young, like Jeffrey Smith, I'm familiar with his work. He's done a lot of things for, like, the documentary Food, Inc., and he was also in a couple of documentaries about Fox lying and how they were sued for lying, and they were actually, it actually had a lot to do with a law that had said that the mainstream media has no legal right to tell you the truth.
No
obligation, you mean?
Right. They have no obligation to tell you the truth. In other words, they could lie to you as long as, you know, it's what they believe. And,
well,
you know,
sure,
as far as Jeffrey,
so can
Smith,
an author,
Jeffrey Smith
right?
was fired. Jeffrey Smith was fired from his job as a Monsanto. I don't know if he was a scientist, but I believe he was actually involved in looking at these things and if they were good or not for our society.
Right, and I think that what you're saying is true. One should follow the money, but one needs to acknowledge that for an author or an activist like Jeffrey Smith, the fact is that if you follow the money in his case, it leads back to books, right? Like, you know, he goes on these speaking tours.
I'm not so sure about that. He lost his livelihood as a scientist, as a credible anyone that would, you know, they got up and they slandered him and said that he lied and everything about everything that he said. But really, you know,
I'm not saying the guy's not motivated. I'm not saying he's not telling the truth in his circumstances. I don't believe because somebody makes money off of doing something that they're telling a lie. I make money off of Free Talk Live, and I strive every day to tell the truth in the highest form that I can, on air and off. I'm not calling Jeffrey Smith a liar, but I'm saying that in order
to...
I need science. It's for me, it's not about the money.
Well, if he
it's
was witness to all these studies that said the science was a lie, and he blows all, he's a whistleblower, and you just because you don't believe in his credibility.
Whoa. When did I say I don't believe his credibility?
You said you didn't even know who he was.
I don't know who he is. That doesn't mean I believe or disbelieve.
Well, I know who he is. I'm just telling you that maybe the information that he has is credible. If you've never looked at it, I mean, you wouldn't know.
Maybe it is, but Mark didn't say that it wasn't.
Okay.
Mark said, I'm not familiar with this guy.
And what I was bemoaning initially was that it is difficult to find out the truth on the internet on a variety of different topics.
Exactly. And you said, who would you believe? You guys, the main issue is, who do you believe? And my issue is, someone that has a lot to lose by releasing information like Bradley Manning. Do you think Bradley Manning got up there and lied about what he had to say and not worried about the consequences?
Nope. But he didn't actually say much.
These whistleblowers about GMOs, when they get up there and say that these things could kill you and they really don't have a stake in any of it that goes on, like the GMO deliverers themselves, how could you say they're not credible? I mean, I know you said that you don't believe either one, but I'm just saying.
Bradley Manning didn't make a claim.
Who would you believe? Do you believe the government? People that are paid to feed.
I guess I believe my own eyes is what I believe, and I see that GMO foods are being.
Have you grown any GMO food?
I have never grown it. I have a garden.
Have you talked to any of these people that were sued by Monsanto for growing GMO food?
Yes, we've talked to.
That's an intellectual property issue.
It has nothing to do with dying.
My big beef was who do you believe about the information? And all I can say is people that shout out as loud as they can and have a lot to lose, and you know, and they get fired and they get shut out from these big schools from teaching, and you know, those are the people you should believe.
Sure. But just a point of clarification here. I mean, just because Monsanto might be doing things that are inappropriate with intellectual property and patents and all that, and enforcing them in dangerous and violent ways towards farmers and threatening people,
there's no doubt. Pharmacological crops.
I'd love to complete my statement. If you don't mind, I'd like to complete the statement that I'm making to you before you respond to it. So just because Monsanto might be bad news and what they're doing might be inappropriate as far as how they handle the intellectual property side of things, doesn't necessarily mean that the idea of tweaking the genetics of a crop is bad, correct?
I understand that some scientists originally, when they get into this, really considered that the use of this technology would really feed the world. I just more believe that there's more evil people in control that have taken control of the science, and they're not interested in feeding the world. That is not on their interest.
What are they interested in?
Their interest is control. Control.
What kind of control?
Any kind of control. If they can hold back food and say, I'll feed you, as long as you agree to these witnesses, what Monsanto does all over the world, which is why they're burning Monsanto crops all over the world, that's why. Control.
Well, yeah. Monsanto's business. No one has argued Monsanto's business practices here. I think Monsanto's business practices are demonstrably unethical. That's a statement that I have made from the very beginning. I've been making it for years. The point of the conversation is that I don't think you're going to die from eating white bread.
You don't think so. Eventually, you're right.
You could die from drinking too much water.
Back in the 30s, people drank whiskey and smoked cigarettes every day and still lived. That doesn't mean it's good for you. Fluoride in the water, just because they put it there to kill germs, doesn't mean it's good for your body.
Nobody is arguing that it is. The statement is stop judging people if they want to eat a certain thing.
Look, why is this conversation continue to conflate genetically modified foods, the whole concept, with one corporation? I understand they're a big corporation.
Right. The concept was good if you had honest scientists interested in saving the population.
Well, then maybe there is it possible that someone else is doing genetically modifying foods?
They have a group of an elite that's paid to do the science that they want them to do.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
Appreciate the call. Is it possible that there's another company out there besides Monsanto that's experimenting with genetic modification of foods? Maybe you just don't know what they are. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Look, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, neighbor, how was your trip? I bet you racked up the hotel points.
Are you kidding? Planning for hotel rewards is like watching grass grow in August. It takes forever.
Who's that?
Oh, our new neighbor, John. He joined America's Best Value Inn's Value Club. And now he gets an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
Instant?
Yep, he's signed up at americasbestvalueinn.com.
Looks like the grass really is greener at America's Best Value Inn.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find features there features galore. We've got archives that go all the way back to 2006. So literally, you can download years worth of Free Talk Live. How much time it would take to actually download that much Free Talk Live, I don't know. But there's a lot of it there, and it's all there for free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy it.
A few people must have done it a couple of months back because we had a huge spike in downloads.
That's always
somebody
nice.
Went and got everything.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for that.
You do it at archives.freetalklive.com. If you want to get some precious metals, gold and silver being chief among them, go to gold.freetalklive.com. And right now, silver is at great prices. It's a great time to get some silver, and I think gold's not at a bad price either. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get some of the best rates, we've teamed up with Midas Resources to our fulfillment. We've worked with them for many, many years. I've been buying gold and silver for many years from Midas Resources. Not only do you get the best rates, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. There's an 800 number there at the website that if you call that, you can get specialty stuff that may not be right there on the web on the front page at gold.freetalklive.com. That number is 877-857-9938, and you can find it there at gold.freetalklive.com.
Well, the last GMO or anti-GMO caller was a little bit friendlier than the first one. But ultimately, it was kind of funny. We were laughing a little bit here during the break that he pointed out during his call that the one who shouts the loudest is likely the one who is not being honest. And he was.
No, he said that the one that shouts the loudest is being honest because they have the most to lose if they're wrong.
Right, he was a whistleblower. I just chuckled when he said shouts the loudest.
Because he's shouting.
That was on air, though. But I think that this is a conversation about tone. I tend to be on the side of the anti-GMO folks, at least in some areas. For me, it's not about. For me, it's about science. I want to see evidence when one makes claims, but I do see reasons why I consider organic and heritage foods to be more moral. But, and this is really important, it's about tone. If you can call in and disagree with somebody who agrees with you and get them all riled up, you're doing it wrong.
Hmm. Well, yelling at somebody and interrupting them as they're trying to tell you, you know, I'm not sure. Because basically our point is, I think I can speak for all of us here, and if not, please correct me. But I think the point on the show tonight is we don't really know, right? We're kind of agnostics on this. How can we really make a really informed decision about this? I mean, just as an example, looking up this Jeffrey Smith guy on Google, I was trying to find a bio for him, and the caller previously had said he used to work for Monsanto. He saw all this bad data or all this misinformation. They were trying to fool people, and he spilled the beans. He's a whistleblower. Well, why doesn't it even say that in his bio on his own website? Wikipedia doesn't even mention it. I mean,
well, I'm thinking he must have been thinking about some other activist, would be my suggestion.
Maybe so, but it just shows how misinformation flows. We're coming back around to the topic we had earlier.
That was the topic. The topic was about misinformation and how difficult it is to know. And here's the question that I want you to ask yourself. If you are, if this is an area that you're passionate about, is it reasonable to expect other people to be as passionate about this issue as you are? How many hours have you spent researching it? And are you looking at both sides? Because if you tell me that I'm responsible to my family and the planet and my children or whomever to spend 10 hours, and that's a lot of time researching something, 10 hours researching GMO foods, what if I start on the Monsanto site and look at studies that Monsanto did and end my studies by spending 10 hours looking there? It matters where you look, because if you go to Jeffrey Smith's site and you start poking around there, you're going to find lots of evidence. But it also, there are just as many sites with just as many people that are just as passionate on the other side of this
issue. I'm looking at one right now, academicsreview.org, where they review this guy's book, Jeffrey Smith's book, Genetic Roulette, and they break down all of his misinformation.
And
so
I'm
they
really
claim,
sorry,
so they say.
But I find that to be extraordinarily motivating. When academics and scientists and people who work in the peer-reviewed community come out and say something, I find that extraordinarily motivating. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to run out and buy a bunch of GMO foods, because I dislike them for another reason.
Yeah. I'm not going to be convinced to like Monsanto at any point.
And Monsanto is a horrible company that does horrible things.
And the European Union outlawing Monsanto doesn't mean anything to me because the European Union has just about outlawed freedom. So those are non-correlative pieces of information right. to me.
Those other countries around the world have crazy immigration policies and huge border patrols, and, well, we need to be more like them.
How
about freedom?
Farmers in India are, going away from Monsanto. I don't know what their motivations are. That isn't information.
The motivations
that I can use.
Are that the agreements suck. I mean, the intellectual property laws that protect this company make it very difficult to do business with them because then you don't want to necessarily get sued by them.
There was a guy that got sued by Monsanto because his neighbor had some Monsanto seeds, and some of the seeds blew over into his property.
And that's an intellectual property issue. And with some Indians, we've heard stories of people, because even with GMO foods, you're going to have good years and bad years when you farm, but the problem is that you're not allowed to keep the Monsanto seed and use it as a seed crop for the next year. And this is the way these people have been doing business for 1,000 years over there in India. So they, breaking their practice, they have a bad year, and they commit suicide. So these things, and literally, that's happening over there. So that is, once again, an intellectual property issue, not an issue of whether or not GMO foods are going to eat a big old hole in your stomach or turn you into some kind of mindless drone or whatever. I don't like that they put fluoride in the water, but you're going to have a difficult time pointing to, there's a lot of science that goes one way or the other, and there's all kinds of confusion about fluoride. It's just a confusing subject, and the only point I want to make is that we don't really know, especially if you're not willing to dedicate several hundred hours to researching it.
Not even the scientists really know. And if you're not a scientist, you're going to screw up your interpretation of what the scientists are even saying. So even if the scientists did absolutely know this issue for sure, and they don't, there's different opinions, but even if they did know it, you as a layman looking at their scientific opinion, you're going to make mistakes. That's what this website, I'll post it to our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter in a moment. You can take a look at this. It's this Academics Review. Literally, they go chapter by chapter, point by point, with citations rebutting what this guy says in his book. Now, again, maybe they're wrong too, but these are actual, science types who are looking at his claims here's what he messed up. Hey, anybody could make this mistake. I'll give you some examples here in a little bit.
Here's my issue with fluoride. Whether fluoride is good or whether fluoride is bad, my issue with it being added to water is that I am being medicated, one, without my implied express consent, and without somebody regulating the dosage.
Right. I put vitamin.
Because if I drink more water one day than I do the next, then I'm either over-medicating or under-medicating, and nobody is there to make sure it's right.
I put vitamins in my pig's water because I own them. They're my livestock, and I do what I want. And that's what somebody who puts fluoride in the water thinks about you.
We come back with more here in moments. 855-453. What's the truth? Who knows?
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You take control here toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free there. So once again, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You could incorporate a business or create a will or a living trust. You can register a trademark, get papers for a bankruptcy, immigration, divorce, power of attorney, prenuptial agreement, name change, whatever it is that you need, they can do it. At LegalZoom.com. They can give you the forms. You answer some questions. They'll send them to you. They're accepted in many cases in all 50 states. It's LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. We've been talking about genetically modified foods. There's a lot of controversy out there. I don't know what the truth is.
Right, I'm not taking a position.
I don't have enough time to even begin to ascertain all the evidence out there and try to divulge what the truth is from all of the purported evidence. Of course, I have to trust the evidence is, you know, peer-reviewed. I have to trust that it's accurate, that, you know, it's been duplicated.
You have to trust that the peers that are reviewing it know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to get back into the details here. We've got an interesting post from Academics Review, which basically contradicts a whole bunch of the claims that this Jeffrey Smith guy makes in his book Genetic Roulette, which a lot of people, you know, believe is a seminal piece on genetically modified foods and how terrible they supposedly are. Now, let's go back to the phones, though, first, before we get to that. And let's go to Eric, listening in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, Eric, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my position is I'm not going to say I'm anti-GMO, but I'm definitely anti-rushing to mass-produce GMO.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know, technology can be good or bad. And so you gotta figure out how to use it.
I agree with that.
The thing about genetic modification versus other kinds of technology for modifying foods and chemicals and things is that it's self-propagating. You know, so like if it gets out into the environment, you know, it can self-propagate, and there's no way to just, you know, terminate the test. You know, like if you're mixing chemicals and come up with a bad mix, you just don't mix those chemicals again.
True, in some cases, though, they do have the the Terminator gene, I believe?
Yes.
Which does mean that it'll only last for one crop rotation, as I understand.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what they're trying to claim anyway.
But no, I get what you're saying. I mean, who knows what you have released to the world, that kind of thing.
Right, there's all kinds of stories of these genetically modified beasts. Like, I think in Florida they talk about love bugs having been a cross between flies and mosquitoes. I don't believe this crap at all. But it was, when I was growing up, this is what people said. You know, University of Florida did an experiment, released these things they call love bugs. And some people call them F-bugs. But whatever, you know, there's all kinds of these stories around, running around, urban legends.
Eric, other thoughts?
Yeah, another point about it. I mean, that's the one point is, you know, you don't want to let the cheetah out of the bottle if you can't put it back in. So, you know, caution is appropriate, I think, for doing genetic modification. You know, not just doing it on a mass production scale before you've actually had time to give long-term study to it. And I think, you know, the lacking long-term studies is the problem.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, is I want to know through decades worth of research, and by research I mean selling it to the grocery stores and letting other people buy it before I'm interested in buying it for me and my family. But I, you know,
how long should it be researched before it's allowed to be sold in the grocery store for other people's families to buy it?
I don't propose to be the person who allows anything to go into a grocery store. The grocery store decides what they sell and what they don't. I think they should tell the truth. And that's a problem. I think that currently with the labeling laws, that Monsanto does not want to say things like GMO. They don't want those words put on their product, and people want that information. And there's also laws that prevent you from saying a non-GMO food,
right,
which I think is also a terrible thing to do.
Wow.
So you've got all these, you've got companies like Monsanto that have their roots are so deep into the government that there's not much you can even do.
Eric, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's get Fred on the line here, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Fred.
Yeah, guys, before I get into the GMO stuff, there's a guy, Clint Richardson, who has done a stellar documentary called Corporation Nation. That's Corporation Nation. And he's got a website, Reality Blogger with 1G, realityblogger.wordpress.com. I hope you guys will check that out, because in the interview that I heard, it sure does go a long way to explain how the system operates, especially the corporate system, in their own best interest against our best interest. Now, once again, Corporation Nation, realityblogger.wordpress.com.
Okay.
It's supposed to be on YouTube. Anyway, Portland, Oregon, about 2 months ago, have either of you heard of this guy, Clyde Lewis, Ground Zero?
Yeah, he hosts kind of like an Art Bell crossed with kind of Alex Jones radio show. Is that right?
Yeah, he's more like you guys. He's not an egomaniac like Jones is, in my opinion. That's fine.
Okay. Well, it's good to know we're not egomaniacs.
Yeah, right. Well, you guys are laid back. So is Clyde. Well, anyway, you know, Clyde's a truth hound. And anyway, he brought up the fact that the wise people of Portland, Oregon, they rejected water fluoridation a couple of months ago, despite the fact that there was a media onslaught from the American Dental Association and the various chemical companies. Just like with Monsanto last year in California, they went in there with however many millions of dollars and did a media blitz against GMO labeling. I don't know if anyone's brought this to your attention. I have heard from people down in St. Louis that the corporate cafeteria of Monsanto has banned their own genetically modified.
It's an interesting rumor. I mean, obviously, there's no backing for it.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know how you even check that.
You heard that somewhere. But nonetheless, you bring up the point about fluoridation and that Portland, Oregon has apparently rejected it. So they had fluoridation and now they are stopping it? Is that the idea? Or they were going to have it?
They never had it.
They never had it.
They were going to do it. Yeah, so, and by the way, Percy Schmeitzer, it was the first time I ever learned about GMO on Dish Network, Free Speech TV, Bioneers. I don't know if he still has the website, Bio, like B as in Benny, Bioneers. But what happened up there is he was down, Monsanto went in and bought up a bunch of land upwind of him, and of course they did their GMO experiment, and the pollen contaminated his land. And
right.
Then because of some, I don't know what kind of arrangement, but they were able to go in there and actually recover their GMO pollen out of his cropland. And so they brought legal action over a whole decade designed to bankrupt the guy.
Yeah, and this happens all the time with small farmers. Monsanto is ravenous going after anybody who doesn't use their product. And frankly, isn't that great with people who do use their product.
Thanks, Fred, for the call. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE. There's no doubt. Like, I don't think anybody on the show thinks Monsanto is a good company.
No.
They're working with the
state. I've got some farmers that think they're fine.
Well, maybe they've done some good things in engineering seeds and things like that, but when they start using the intellectual property laws of the state to crush the little guy, then they're not helping anybody at that point. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's enough reason to oppose them. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up! Give me an L!
Give me another L!
Give me a Z! Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control of the airwaves. You know, I wouldn't trust somebody who says that they know the truth if I were you. Just like I wouldn't trust somebody claiming to be an honest car salesman. That's just like just flash a red flag in front of me there. Yeah, come on down to Honest Ed's. We're going to give you the best deal on the best cars in the whole world. Same thing with somebody claiming that, I know the truth. Listen to my show and you will have the truth.
I don't know why car salesmen always get the worst raps in the world, but...
because they're usually selling, you know, in a lot of cases, a bunch of junk.
What are you talking about?
People have had bad experiences... With used car salesmen.
Indeed, and car salesmen have had some terrible experiences with buyers. Ever heard the terminology, a buyer's a liar? Okay, so, I mean, you can't trust anything that somebody says is across the desk. The fact is that the vast majority of cars that are sold in this nation are exactly as purported. And car salesmen that tell lies to their customers aren't going to be car salesmen for very darn long.
I want to see that car report thing.
Which car?
The Carfax?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea to get Carfax. I don't think you can know everything from it.
No, it's not perfect. That's for sure. No, you got to check the car out before you buy it. But, you know, my point being, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything that you would like here. You can add into this conversation about the genetically modified foods. It kind of turned into fluoridation. Who's telling the truth?
And everybody screaming at us about how horrible Monsanto is when none of us are sticking up for Monsanto.
No, not way, shape, or form.
A couple people.
It's like I said, it's worth acknowledging they probably have developed some good things. I mean, you know, you don't get to be a big company without satisfying some customers at some point. But as soon as you start to get
That they satisfy, they're all lobbyists in D.C., Ian.
Well, customers.
Once you get once a business gets large enough, then it starts to really look for favors from politicians and starts using the political system and the violence of the state against its competitors. Or in this certain cases against the competitors of their customers, and things start to get nastier and nastier the more tied in with the political system that these guys become.
Hard to disagree with that statement.
But just because Monsanto is definitely the bad guy, like we get that.
Yes.
And we agree.
doesn't mean that Jeffrey Smith, who's this purported authority on genetically modified foods, is necessarily right or telling the truth. Maybe he believes, I believe he believes what he's putting out there. I don't think he's just BSing people. But what they're arguing here, at least in part, from the brief portion that I've looked at the Academics Review of Genetic Roulette. So Genetic Roulette is the book by Jeffrey Smith, who's the activist, who's purportedly has reviewed all of these scientific studies and has confirmed or believes that there are 65 dangers to genetically modified foods. And then he goes through them in his book and presents what he believes is the evidence to support his statements, which is what you're supposed to do if you've got an opinion and you want to back it up.
Please do.
But once you put your opinion out there, then it becomes subject to analysis by others.
And I think it speaks highly of his book and its impact, the fact that somebody would bother to do the analysis.
To pick it apart, piece by piece.
How much crap out there is there that people never bother doing?
Now, I wanted to, before we go on with the calls
here, at blogspot.com.
I wanted to get this out, just a little example of this rebuttal and how detailed it is. And I put the link up on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. So you can get into this. You can dig in. Maybe you've got a copy of the book here, Genetic Roulette, and you can compare. I actually went online. I looked to see if I could pull up Genetic Roulette for free somewhere, like a PDF or something like that. And honestly, I only spent a couple breaks looking for this, but it wasn't immediately apparent. Jeffrey Smith on his website doesn't say, hey, you can read my book for free. My information is so important, you can read my book for free. He does not offer his book for free. You have to purchase that book. And there's nothing wrong with that, but our caller earlier in the show was saying, you've got to follow the money. And Mark, you pointed out that this guy is probably making money off of this purported, I'm going to guess it's a bestseller, this particular book. He's got a lot of fans.
100,000 copies sold, is that what a bestseller is?
Probably,
sounds
yeah.
Pretty fair.
So, you know, this guy's got a lot of fans. He's got a lot of people that listen to what he says. He's been on a lot of radio shows. I mean, he's probably making a living off of being a critic of GMO. And there's nothing wrong with making a living off of these things, but I'd just like to point out for the record that Academics Review is putting out their full rebuttal of his book for free. You can go and read every detail about how, you know, this guy was allegedly wrong for free, but you cannot go and read his original claims. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to read the original chapter or whatever, the segments that this review folk, these review academics are responding to. I can't do that because I can't find the guy's book online. So I'm just going to give you an excerpt of what they're saying because you can infer from what they're saying what the original claims were that that Jeffrey Smith made in his book. So this is just right up in the first chapter, apparently, about where he's talking about genetically modified tomatoes are supposedly dangerous. And here's the review and their response to that. The claim that genetically modified tomatoes killed rats illustrates one of the common problems of genetic roulette, telling the story inaccurately. FDA records clearly show that experts stated that the process of introducing stomach tubes can damage the rats' stomachs and/or ending up placing test material in the lungs. Smith states that a number of rat deaths were observed, but the regulatory discussion is about gastric erosions, not deaths. The reader is not told that the study was repeated and no gastric erosions occurred. The reader is not told that regulators approved the tomato because their concerns had been fully satisfied that the GM tomato was not toxic. Smith is actually asking the reader to believe that the FDA would approve a lethal product. Now, we know the FDA would approve a lethal product.
Well,
maybe not without their knowledge.
They wouldn't approve a product that they believe to be lethal. They would actually keep a product off the market in just because they can't prove lethality and, you know, a variety of things. Most of the deaths that the FDA is responsible for, it's responsible for not letting people have drugs. In a lot of cases, people with terminal diseases can't get drugs to treat themselves.
Experimental drugs.
If somebody wants to try liquid Drano enema for their cancer, for God's sake, let them do it. They've got terminal cancer.
Absolutely. So here are a few points that he rebuts about Smith's book. One, no real difference, and again, this is just the section about the tomatoes. This is one fraction of the first chapter of his book, and there's all this rebuttal. One, no real differences were seen between groups of animals in the study. Contrary to Smith's claims, expert pathologists stated the mild gastric erosions were seen at similar levels in both GM and non-GM fed rats. Number two, there's no evidence of animal deaths. The numbers and details given by Smith about rats fatalities appear to be factually incorrect. Now, Smith may have confused the words necrosis and dead cells with animal deaths. Careful reading reveals the regulatory record does not mention any animal deaths, which surely would have been of concern had they actually occurred. So he's reporting something that didn't actually happen. And that's maybe because, as one caller admitted about him earlier, I jumped to the conclusion this guy was a scientist. No, she says he's an activist. So he's an activist, a layman, reading science, and made it probably what was an honest mistake, confusing words that sounded like they had to do with death with actual death. Understandable, but a big mistake anyway. Number three, pathologists say injuries could have occurred during the insertion of the gastric tubes. Genetic Roulette fails to disclose the pathologist's conclusions that rats might have been injured during laboratory experiments by accidental administration of test material into their lungs instead of their stomach. And more importantly, Genetic Roulette neglects to mention that experts concluded that the animals didn't suffer lesions because of GM tomatoes. Gastric lesions can be caused by acidosis brought on by fasting. Number four, interestingly, eating too many tomatoes can kill rats. This study shows how difficult whole food feeding studies are to do. The amount of tomatoes rats were fed was equivalent to a human eating 10 to 20 tomatoes a day. Other studies have concluded that 13 tomatoes a day are sufficient to kill about half of the rats because tomatoes contain a lot of potassium. Too much potassium can be lethal. So it's not uncommon in these rat studies when they're studying what does one chemical do to a rat to pump their bodies full of these things, which, of course, no one would ever do with whatever it is they would be taking.
Yeah, who would go on the tomato diet and eat 20 tomatoes
Somebody
a
would.
Day?
Oh, come on.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I've brought in giant bowls of tomatoes for Ian and I to eat. The problem is the tomato plants tend to all ripen at the same time. So you've got all these tomatoes, and you're like, what do I do
right,
with tomatoes?
Right, but you're not going on the tomato diet to where all you're doing is eating 20 tomatoes a day.
No, certainly not. Well, you're talking about big beefsteak tomatoes or something like that. Oftentimes we have cherry tomatoes.
Finally, claims about animal studies should be viewed with great caution, they say. It's very difficult to do these feeding studies with whole foods correctly. Great care must be taken in the design, execution, and analysis of these studies, and investigators must be very careful to reproduce and test their results since false positives are common. To date, not a single rigorous study of GM foods in animals has revealed any adverse effect. This should not come as a surprise since these products are assessed carefully for safety before they're marketed. We'll continue with more. Now, is that true? I don't know. Hour number three is next. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.